Thank you a lot. We really appreciate it a lot. We're glad to see so many people having a good time. We tried to put in the requests as we remembered them and hope we didn't forget any. And we're going to leave you now, Don Corleone, because I know you are busy.
But sometime you may be called upon to perform some small service.
Let's do a Mike Henderson song, since he was just here. See the kind of songs he can write that even we can't hardly do him enough damage. And this one where the banjo gets us started off, so you get that part out of the way right away. And we'll be back at 7. Yeah, have some dinner and come see us again. And we have a... Yes, go ahead. Zen marketing. They get on me for my Zen marketing. Okay, we have stuff to sell. Please buy it. We have Dry Branch Fire Squad hammocks. These were manufactured by our own bass player, Charlie Leach. Inventor of the Heine handles. Like, I know you're kind of on weekend now, but maybe Monday you got to go down to work and a whole bunch of people climbing on your back. Get some of these Heine handles so they can get a good handhold and you're not a safety hazard of some kind. And Charlie claims he got the idea for these Heine handles from a corkscrew. So don't worry about whether or not they'll stay on there once you get them attached. And Charlie's also the one that built all these domes, even these great big domes. He can invent all kinds of stuff. Invented Kale Helper.
Thank you.
That's right, Kale Helper. Now, you know, it's hard to think of something needs help more than kale does.
That's true.
So if you know, a lot of these naturalists and stuff, just getting out and getting a good garden and somebody talks them into planting some kale, Charlie's got what you really need if you expect anybody to eat that junk.
He's working on Radish Helper, too.
That's right.
And
this is
helper.
Mary Jo Lee. She invented Charlie. And of course on the banjo, Bill Evans, recipient of the first Winter Hawk Scholarship, and Suzanne Thomas, our master light bulb screwer enter. And we'll leave you with this called A New Dust on the Bible.